It's Anthony Albanese, one of the only people we know. He's the opposition leader. Everyone knows Albo.
Yes.
He's one of the only people we know who sat down and had the jab this week. Take a listen.
This is a good thing. And what we need to do is to make sure that Australians do get vaccinated. And we need to make sure that the public know that this is safe and that this is in the interest of public safety.
You ready?
That's the money shot.
Oh, that's the money shot.
It is.
He joins us on air right now. Albo, good morning.
Good morning, Albo.
G'day. How are you going? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, sir. Have you had any symptoms since you had the jab? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, no, it was all good. It didn't hurt at all. I had a wonderful nurse. She did it painlessly.
Lovely.
Felt a little bit sore on the night, but it's all good, and it's a very positive thing to do. And we need, of course, to all get vaccinated, just not for our own health, but for your auntie and for
Anne-Marie. Oh, yeah, of course. Got to do it for Anne-Marie.
Do it for everyone out there.
Yeah.
Because we've got to keep each other safe. And in order to do that, the way that immunisation works is you need to get a high percentage of the population immunised,
mm-hmm.
which is why the whole idea is that there's a bit of medical expertise says that political leaders who are telling other people to get vaccinated should do it themselves.
So what does it mean for you now, Albo? Are you able to go places that others can't?
You're like Iron Man.
You've got the vaccine now. You can do whatever you want, mate.
I might be able to con people on that basis, but I don't.
Careful with that word around politics, mate.
Jeez.
I don't think in truth it means that. What it just means is that when I get my second jab, which will be on the 16th of March, it will just assist me, but assist everyone, really. This has been 2020 was a shocker of a year, let's face it. And
mm-hmm.
what we want to do is to be able to resume normal activities and not have, the series of lockdowns that we've had, and to be able to mix like normal, like we used to.
Can't wait, mate. Look forward to the day.
It's good. I love that you walk the walk, Like you put your body on the line and the jab is safe and good enough for you, so it's good enough for everybody. Can we just quickly talk about question time yesterday in
sure.
Parliament, Albo, because I believe you were throwing around some foul language. Is it true? I have on good authority that you called the PM the C word yesterday in Parliament.
I did. It's not the one that some of the listeners might be thinking, but he keeps shutting down debate, so I did call him a chicken. Because
we got the audio from it yesterday, Albo. Take a listen.
Members on both sides, the Leader of the Opposition, you're going to shut it down again? Chicken. Seriously.
Oh, mate.
Chicken.
Like you're in the schoolyard, Albo, you bloody chicken.
Well, he said the day before, he said he wanted to have a debate about things. And Parliament is a place where we should have debates. But this Prime Minister has shut down debate on hundreds of occasions. He moves that members be no longer heard. And, democracy is about freedom of speech and people being able to put a view. But any view that he doesn't like, he just shuts down. And there are big issues facing our country. We know yesterday we did have an issue with vaccinations in Queensland. We have issues with our economy and coming out of the crisis.
Didn't he burn you with the jab too, Albo? Didn't he sort of, you were all meant to get it together and then he went, nah, that's it, I'm going to go a day early. And then you were sort of left to go by yourself.
I'm going to get out there early. Yeah, well, the government approached us to say it was a good idea for all the political leaders to all get it together. It was organised to be on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. And he decided that he wanted to do it early and do it by himself on Sunday, of course.
Before everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, as a leader should maybe go first.
Well, yeah, that's a decision for him. I didn't let it worry me particularly. But I think on these issues, bipartisanship's a good thing. I think people across the parliament, well, most people, Craig Kelly maybe not, but most people recognise that vaccinations are really important.
Can I ask, is chicken your go-to insult for people when you've had enough of them?
Well, I could think of some other words, but they probably would be completely unparliamentary.
No, go for it, Albo. Just rip in, mate. Next time, rip in hard.
Take the handbrake off.
Yeah, man, just go for it. Hey, very quickly before we let you go, because we are talking about this after 7:30 on our show this morning. You're very prolific, I would say, on Instagram. You love to get on there. You love to
you
sort
love
of
the gram.
You love your social media. You're on Twitter. You're doing all that kind of stuff. You're throwing V signs out when you get the jab. Do you reckon you could follow for us a page called Dorito Waves? It's an Instagram page that our mate Jaben started. He had it on the down low for 4 years, and we've brought it to the forefront, and we're close to 1,000 followers, Albo. We'd love to have you on board.
Oh, I'll jump in.
Yes, here we go.
He'll love that.
Anything to help you out.
That's
really
sweet.
I'm going to have a look at the photos and what's on it first, though.
It's literally.
Yeah. So there's a bit of a caveat.
When you go through a packet of Doritos, the ones that are curled over that look like waves, it's just pictures of those.
So much fun.
Oh. Sounds excellent.
It actually is quite brilliant. And our friend is not brilliant. So it's, you know, it's really quite amazing.
We got ourselves another follower in Albo.
To be frank, that sounds a bit sad. But anyway.
Hey, that's all right. We celebrate that every now and then on this show, Albo. It's all good, man. Hey, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks,
always great
Albo.
To have you on. And we'll catch up again soon, yeah?
Cheers. Talk soon.
See you, mate.